one of the biggest urges in the today is that the person should feel content. And we don't really know how to approach that sugya. We don't know. Because feeling the content, that sounds like you don't do anything. Yeah? But people want to feel content. There is a whole thing going on. I get this question, but then it's all then you have this shallow take on that you do a thing which is exactly the same thing as chutz von teira, and they say we do that al pi teira. You heard that once, you know. So you have a new thing coming on, which comes from the Eastern philosophy. It's called mindfulness, and that's very much a hype today, that people want to feel that they are content with the matzav, and they are happy and content, they are not under pressure, because the pressure is enormous of today's society. So now, I think this goen sounds like mindfulness, you know? That's why I like that. Sounds like, because it says a person has to be content. Es pnei mei bin chochmo vein, exil bekzei oretz. So the goen says, and maybe in any oil liquids, or maybe Mashallah for. But the Ksil, he wants to finish the Masechta. That means he wants to set the goal. Yeah? We need to buy them in station one. Toiv Orev Umoya. So, the Orev is Tamagoy Ramazeh, but Toiv Umoya both are good. Both are good. But one, the Moyel is good only after a time. And the toiv is good immediately. Shemashas maizu toiv. Can you bring on the olmabo? Orev is the one which wants to be a big rabbi. And the toiv in the moyel is like this. Both want to be oisik b'teire, and both want to know the din. But the one wants to know the din, and he will only have that in front of his eyes that he wants to know the din. And then it's not good for him. Only when he'll know, when he'll reach his purpose, his destiny. Now he brings a whole perush in Kehelis. Ein toiv lo odom, perush atoiv einu bo odom, sheyecha v'ishte ele sheyasi b'teiro uve mitzvahs, veres nafshoi, Toiv ba'amoloi. Pirush. Helem keinu marel anafshu shi toiv loi ba'amoloi. Atzmoi. Teni shi tia kavanos ele kai mitzvah shasham izborach. Vos toiv le gam kein afu eis amoloi. That means he'll be content. He won't run anywhere. Vezeh shomar es pnei ha-meivin chokma. Sha ha-meivin roya es ha-chokma shel afonov. Veneni mimena. Mipnei shi kavanos ele kai mitzvah zboiroi. Aval eni ktsil bekcei oretz. Shalemet kedei leid adinim, ve'en of al k'tzei oret, k'tzei oret, shenye nere atshinu et mashali b'chofetz v'igmar oiso. He has to finish. Like a plan, have to finish. So today everyone is into that, that's right? I mean, isn't it that you have to read somewhere? So why suppose the maybe over here doesn't reach anywhere? Because he's happy with what he does. With what he does. Okay. So no, it's not that he doesn't reach anywhere. He's learning. He also wants to learn the din la amito. That's the point. He also wants to learn the din la amito. Only he is happy when he's in the middle of the learning, because he makes the mitzvah. He makes the mitzvah's boiler. Okay. So over here, this is the point which I want to think through today, because this is a big point in your self work. This piece by Teo Mitzvahs. That means the Goen over here is opening up a whole sugya, a whole world in front of us, which this world means this world, the trigger of this world is that you are able to work hard, omol, you are able to work hard, and you are content. And now, to my amazement, was that in more normally when I would be zufrieden with a chochme is because I love chochme. That's right. Why don't you run to the finishing the mesechta? That's what today you would say. You don't try to finish the mesechta because you over here, what you have over here, you think about what you have, you know, it's kishmak. The learning over here, why do you have to finish? God doesn't say that. That's a big surprise. Because it says, he wants to make the mitzvah. Why? Now, full stop. That's three lines before the end. What would you say? Why? Because he loves learning, no? He says, no. Frumen guy, you know. God was a frumi, you know. Or the Rav Nachman Mendel, or however, you know. You love the chokhme because you have an oil. Because you love chokhme. Avas chokhme. You love to understand, no. The kavanos of the kai mitzvahs boiroi. Okay, that's the riddle. When you want to understand, that's not enough. You have to go deeper. You have to understand that what you are dealing with is that you are doing what you are supposed to do. Our mindfulness, when you want, is not this passive thing that you are happy with the circumstances. No. You are happy with your doing. You are an active person. You do something. But you are in the middle of your hard work. You are happy because you know that in a certain way you are not alone. You're doing the mitzvah of the Hashem. You are not alone. Okay? And that is the thing which makes you do whatever you have to do without running anywhere. You don't have to run anywhere. Because you are now not alone. It's not only when you reach the end, then you reach your purpose. You are dealing with a purpose now. We all know this, and the Mashgiach told us that when we were very much in, when we once had a low in yeshiva, then he said, and we are mainly mekabim schar. And then this was very good to hear, but we inside our heart we thought that this is a nechoma for the shoytim and ktanim, you know, those which never, they don't know how to learn and they don't know really to say the pshat. So it's also there, so also something there for them. That's right. That's the way you hear that. Nachon, that's the for the shoytim. You know, there was a kind of own king chabura. You work hard, that's good. You know, what you work, it's also good. You know, that's also good because. Actually, that's a good line for the mashgichim when you want to be encouraging bochim, which are not so on the ball. So the Gaon says, no, that's the chochm, that's the spitz, that's the spitz, that's the spitz. That you are within your esek, you are doing the right thing. You are confident when you want to say that nice word. You are confident that you do the right thing. And then you are content. Then you don't have to run anywhere. You do now the right thing. So I want to explore that together. Because I think this approach, this attitude, is a thing which we need to get for ourselves. And this attitude will open us work with ourselves. Because the attitude that you want to reach somewhere, this ksil, of course, we would have to learn that Gaon very thoroughly. Because the Gaon says, Shneim toivim. Nachon? Toiv orav u'moil. Orav u'moil. Toiv u'moil heim shneim b'ke'echo toivim. You see that? That's the fourth line from the bottom, from the top. Heim shneim ke'echo toivim. The ksil, what do you think? Estreye chokmo. Wow, meredik. Ve'ele ksil b'ktsei orav. That's an idiot. No good. No, it's also good. But the ksil can't do what the chochm does or what the mevin does. The ksil needs this crutchet or whatever, which means I have to finish, otherwise he doesn't learn. Or that's the whole thing he sees in the chochmah when it reaches the purpose.
That's the thing he sees. And
the oimik in the goyim is when you are concentrating on the chokhmah itself, you always hold there. Because chokhmah itself calls for fulfillment. That's why he needs the mitzvah. When you only would concentrate on the chokhmah, you also would be caught in that hype, in that pressure that you have to finish that, you have to understand it. It's only when you are not only caught in the chokhmah, you know that you do the right thing, then you can be content with what you do. That's a big chiddush. It's like the noise I deal with is for sure a noise which calls for shleimus. Yeah? So it's not the way people, when I say you don't have to put goals, then people always say, ah, life thinks that you can lay back and there's nothing to reach and you can just sleep. No, you can't do that. Why not? Because the topic isn't that. The topic is to understand. The topic is to understand the Masech. The topic is really to understand whatever you want, whether it's Shibudim or whatever your Oisek. Or the topic is really to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs, tefillin or tzitzis or tefillin or whatever it is. And as much as you can, that's the topic. It's not that I am not choylik on the topic. The topic doesn't change. But there's something else there. There's something else. That when you are Metzuba Boisa and you know that you are dealing in another realm, it's not the thing you are dealing with. It is that you are now doing the right thing. We'll see that. You are together with the Boroilam over here. That's called Mitzvah. You are Mekayim the Mitzvah. Yeah? You are together with the Boroilam. You are not only together with your purpose, you are together with the Boroilam now. Then you are calm. And you work like a madman. For sure you'll learn.
What might tell of a person is that if he's not being successful, he's not going to feel good about it, even if he's doing a mitzvah. If someone's learning in yeshiva and he's at the bottom of the yeshiva and he doesn't understand anything, he's not going to feel good about it, at least I'm doing a mitzvah. He's not going to feel successful. He's not going to feel good about it.
Yeah. So this is not the issue now. We'll address that. Because you can open up things with that. But of course, the going over here doesn't mean that we speak about that es pnei vevi chokhmah, there is a pnei vevi chokhmah. Yeah, it's a maybe. Of course, you are successful. That's not the point. But where is the focus? The focus is on the success or not. Afterwards, we'll see that this will open up a whole world which you can work with all different kind of situations. Yeah? I am now not, I, it is not, I, again, I don't want that this should fall down the Madrega and be like a pop-up speech for Jewish, for people which are Jewish. Yeah? And that's not the point. We don't speak about that now. We speak about how are we able to open up a world for us which there is a thing inside which is called I am zufrieden. Rabbi Ochum said, ich bin zufrieden now. The absolute opposite of Abal Musa. You know? Abal Musa has to be someone which is never zufrieden because he's always striving for more, you know it. Look, I give you the truth. I don't know whether you have such a. Do you have Mr. Dawson Mishnah from Musa Tawar Cook? You have that sefer, yeah, somewhere. Mr. Shimon have the oldest forum. I cut out the Hagoyas from down. I cut that out because there was one thing there which I showed my son. I cried on Shabbos. I showed my son, I cried. It's in 67 there. So he brings someone, I don't want to mention the name, brings a sefer. The sefer says, but this is a good, the she'ifa to l'saimus, Hashas is a good she'ifa. Elamai, the Goyen only speaks when this she'ifa will bother you, that it will disturb you from your learning. And you'll be under pressure, and you'll be disturbed from your learning. That's what the Goyen speaks about. But you have such a Hagoya, you have to cut that thing out. And that was not Shaykh portion. I cried. I said, why do we have such people, you know? Which take a thing which is a thing you think about and the thing you go into it and they make it into a pop-up speech for the Jewish Yeshiva Ketane Bochim, you know? I cut that out. That was I might. You would make today, you can do that crop page in PDF and then the thing is out, the thing is gone, you know. There are no one goes there. But it's a pain. It's a pain how people understand that all these things is only a question of meyush or not meyush. No, it is a very essential question. It's an essential question. And I will show that to you from how that works in the thing again. We are now dealing with that I want to be content, but I work. What is opening up there? What is closing down by the Ksil? And what is opening up by the Pnei Veili? Only that he is more content. What is opening up? And what closes down by the Ksil? So I want to show you that. The painful thing. Every avoider, let's say every avoider, when you want to work mitzvahs too, when you want to work on tefillah, you understand yourself. Tefillah is a thing to work on when the tefillah has plasticity to it. It's a multi-dimensional thing. Once you have kind of from this side, and then you look it from that side, and then you look from this side, and you look from that side. Tefillah is a multi-dimensional thing. That opens up avoida. Yeah? And it opens up avoida in a very deep sense. Because when I am oivid, I am oivid the b'roilo. I want to make an avoida out of something. That means I want to include my personality in this task. I want to daven with my personality. I want to learn with my personality. But learning with my personality or davening with my personality is not an easy task. It's not easy. Because I have to reveal my personality. That's what I was asked from the Jungle Light. That they said, I need a tool how to reveal my personality. How can I do that? And we are poor. We are impoverished. Impoverished, yeah, from that. Unbelievable, we are poor. And one of the reasons is because we go on the Ksil, and I will explain that to you. Your ability to listen is in as much as you know what is expected. Perhaps he spoke once about that. Music. It's in music like this, it's in a shir like this, in a shmuz like this. In music, for example, when you have a chazan, and the chazan makes a knej. Yeah? Or everyone, you know, like you can show that also in classical music or whatever it is. What's going on? What does it mean a knej? What's machter a knej? What's he does? A gemachter knej. A gemachter zee. What's a knej? Was a knej from vos? Because it was expected that it should go like this. But this chazan, instead of going like this, what you expected, it went like that. Ah, a gemacht a knetsch. But when you don't expect anything, then you don't hear any knetsch. Yeah, you'd have to expect something. When you learn a toisus or hear a shir or a shmuz, you expect something to happen. Because you know what chazoka means. Or you know what avoida means. Or you know, and then that guy there says something which is unexpected. And then say, boy, something going on, you know. But when nothing is expected, then it is a hashkofashir, which, or it's good or it's bad, but it's not, it doesn't do anything. You can't really listen to that. You can't listen to a thing which you don't have any background to it. I think it's very clear. When your whole purpose is to succeed in your task, what is your ability to listen? Think. When all of your expectation is, I have to succeed, what is the ability to listen? It's a very poor ability to listen. You have a dual listening, like a computer, yes or no. The only thing you can listen is, I was matzliach, I wasn't matzliach. That's the source of our pressure. We are under terrible pressure because of this Ksil. Because you always want to be matzliach. And the only thing which is there, I have to finish that thing. I have to be matzliach in that thing. When I'm not matzliach, then vice versa, I have to push myself harder. Because that's the only criterion which is in. In as much as there is a criterion in as much I'm able to listen. But when the only criterion is that I should succeed, then the listening possibility is I didn't succeed. I have to push myself. And this is what happens to us all the time when we are doing the work. When we are doing work, we always push ourselves. And when it doesn't really go, then we push ourselves harder. That's right? Push harder. We push harder. It's nonsense. That is what the Gaon says. That is not the Chochem. The Chochem is living in a hard work. But he's living that he knows, now I do the right thing. I don't have to reach anywhere. And when now I do the right thing, that opens up that you see, this thing is multi-faced. This thing is much more complicated or much more differentiated than succeeding and not succeeding. Much more. It's much more. Yeah? So that is opening up this gun, this attitude that you are not going for finishing. You're not going for succeeding in something. Only you go for that you should do the right thing and you are also with the right thing. That opens up that you are able to work with yourself. Otherwise you don't work with yourself. You don't hear yourself. You do not. You push yourself. That's right. And what do you tell me afterwards? No, I push myself and automatically I will know myself. Because I did it. No, you won't. That is the problem of the Jungle Light. Which I was asked here in Lakewood. They asked me, could you tell us how to know yourself? Don't you know yourself? You're learning, no? You're davening. And you're pretty much liach. So you know yourself. No, you don't know. We know that I can daven. We know that I can learn. But I don't know what's going on. I have no clue because I was never also with that. I never was dealing with that, what's going on with me. I always dealing whether I am succeeding in the task. Like the Xil. That's right. I always see that I have to... No, you have to work. Of course. And the topic you work on is a topic which very much demands that you should have a success in it. That's like the Chochmah. You should understand it. That's the topic you work on. But you don't work with a mindset that you have to finish that thing or you have to succeed. You work with a mindset that I deal with it now. And the dealing with it, that is what the Boreh Olam wants. Yeah? That is what the Boreh Olam wants. With Mekayma Mitzvah by the Omol. That means he wants me to deal with it. That's the goal. He doesn't want me to succeed. He wants me to deal with it. And the Ksil says, no, he wants me to succeed. Because he can't discern that there is something there which is much deeper. That he wants me to deal with it. Yeah? You see, that's the goal. And then this is this content we are. That when we are dealing with the issue becomes more dimensional. And when it's succeeding, the issue is like binar, binary. You hear binary hearing, you know. 1-0, that's it. There are only two variables there. Success, non-success. That's it. Finished. It's like you have a whole piano and only one of them works. And it's very, and you play Beethoven. Yeah? It's a very poor Beethoven. Tuck, 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 tuck. That's what it does. You know? It doesn't do anything, but you play the whole thing. I moved my finger like in the Appassionata when you want. But it had only one click. It has only one. Yes or no. That's the only one it works. And nothing else works. Because I'm not dealing with it, I'm succeeding. Yeah, that's the one. And there's a big price for that. We are all paying the price. Mm-hmm. And paying the price is this tremendous pressure which goes on. I don't know whether in Lakewood too, people, young light, are under pressure. when you're under pressure. I once wanted, perhaps when we'll speak with a municipality, with a town, with a mayor of the town, that he should take the pressure of the Haredim and make from that electricity. That will be a new way of creating energy, no? They're so pressured then that you would create that. I think that would perhaps for Shabbos for a generator would say must speak, you know. So I don't know. We are under terrible pressure. Terrible. Terrible pressure. And the pressure makes that you don't know yourself. Because you never deal with a thing and you never deal with yourself. You don't know that what when you deal with it, that's the mitzvah. So that's, yeah, you see, that is the only the shidchis over here, but that is the Goen says it's not that you like the that you love the chokhmah, that's why you are content. No, you do the mitzvah. So it's not the question of doing a mitzvah. The mitzvah is dealing with it, the omol. That's what you always heard. The omol is the mitzvah. Translate it differently. Don't say the hard work or the trying. No, the dealing with it is the mitzvah. The dealing. The Boreh wants you to deal with Torah mitzvahs. Why? And now comes another thing. That's just interesting. Now comes another thing. It's a turnover. It's not. When you think about former generations and what was before the Second World War, it's exactly that what happened. That's what they did. They dealt with mitzvahs and they dealt with the Torah. They didn't. They were not about success. They were about dealing. And when you are about dealing, there is another part of that world work opening up. And then you see this is a big thing I would have a boy which is not so matzliach. I would work exactly like this. We have to deal with the topic and we will reveal something about ourselves. Look, there is another thing. There's a whole world over here. I don't know how to say it. It's like I was entering a hall and I opened the door and then suddenly there was a whole world going on. So it could be that what I tell you, you tell me, Leichter, is exactly what you say not to do, because we are not prepared for such a tsunami of things. We thought the opposite way around. But I don't think I say strange things over here. I don't think. It's not strange. It's only we are standing in the other angle. We are looking from this side. I only say look from that side, not from this side. But I don't think I say it's not the maral or whatever phrase was called meaning. No, very simple things. It's only change the point of view. You deal with it. Look, when I want to have a teilis in my nefesh from anything, that only emerges with time. A talich nafshi needs time. When you work on a midah, you need time. You need time. You are working as a social worker or something like this, so you understand that when people try to change their lives, you can't just decide to change your life. That doesn't do the job, you know. And even when you have an insight, you just really understand that was your aunt which killed you when you were young. That doesn't do anything, because this yediyah doesn't do anything. You can't change with the yediyah and you can't change with the decision. Now think over how we want to work in Torah mitzvahs. We want to work with the yediyah and with the decision. That's what we want. Because why? Because we think the only point is to have success. Success is not a talich nafshi. Success is a measurable thing. A measurable thing you are able to do without you. It's a question of doing it. The task at hand, you know. Yeah? Not to deal with it, to do it. When you pressure yourself, you'll do it. And when you'll do it, you feel you have success. But you yourself are out. Because it didn't create anything in your nefesh. Yeah? Besides pressure. It didn't create anything in your nefesh. Because a work with your own personality always needs time. So it is a hechreach. It is a hechreach. It is really a necessity that we have to work in a way that we have to deal with it. We don't have to succeed. Because when we deal with it, that's called, it takes time. I deal with my tefillah for 10 minutes. I'm not successful, but I deal with it. I deal with my learning for 20 minutes. I'm not successful in keeping my head straight for 20 minutes, but I deal with it. Huh? But when I'm only in success, this is like another, then you're standing on the other side. You're standing, success is measurable. That's like a digital or a binary measurement, you know? It's like success is measurable, and success is a thing which is a task, and success in a certain way has nothing to do with your personality, with your nefesh. It has to do with your performance, but not with your nefesh. And then we look from that side, and we measure ourselves from that side, and then we are lost, and we are under pressure. And we don't know ourselves. And we have no clue what to do. But when you deal with it, it's an entirely different world. You see it? It's a different world. And then you are content. Because you understand that what the Bnei Olam wants is to deal with the issue. To deal with it. This is the confidence when you want. This is the confidence we have. When we are working, it's a confidence that I am confident that is what the Bnei Olam wants for me. I deal with that thing. Yeah? Of course, a lot of times, when you are practically speaking and you deal with it, you need a chizuk one from the other. Because that is the point that now you understand that you needed chizuk, and you needed vadim, and you need to work together. Because you have to be mechazek one the other, because dealing with a thing is a delicate thing, and you could lose it. Because that you deal with it, but you don't measure the success. It's a question that you deal with it. So that needs once in a while an encouragement one to the other. That there are other people too. What I told you today in the Kollel, that is basically what happens there. Yeah, when I went by me at the Kollel, so it happened that there was a Siyata Dishmaya, that there is a avira, how do you call that,
atmosphere.
Atmosphere, yeah. It's an atmosphere in the Kollel of that we work together. We all are working. So there's no Shmiras HaStorim. I don't know where it's linked with the Mik Shmiras HaStorim.
They just started.
What?
They
started. There's no Shmiras HaStorim. And they come to learn. And they want to work. I could tell you the story. And I make them work, you know, not in a... like this once in a while. And they work. But it is a group together, and people together, they can be mechazek one the other. Let's deal with that. That is the point of having a vaad. The point of having a vaad is not that we have to be mechazek one the other. Did you do your thing? You know, show me your Roshima. Pay me $5 because you didn't do it. But, you know, the payment and the, no, it's not the question of no. It's a question of dealing with it. How can you make that stronger? Dealing with the issue. But when you deal with the issue, then you begin to know yourself. Then you have a key to know yourself. Otherwise you have no key. Success is not a key to know yourself. It is not.
It's hard to gauge if you're dealing with it.
What?
It's hard to gauge if you're dealing with it.
Yeah, it is. And that's why you need someone to deal with it. And it's even hard to define. I want to do, you will tell me enough, like, you'll tell me that. Because it is like this, I know that it could be that it's like a tsunami which I throw at you, even though it's only one subtle change of perspective. I don't say big chidushim over here. I don't say things which make no sense. I don't think that it's just the opposite, which every normal human being would think. No, it's exactly what you would think yourself too. Or you never dare to think about that. Because you are caught in that, that the point is success. You are caught in that, that is performance. And then it's very easy, what you ask, it's very easy to measure that. Whether I have success or not, I ask myself, for example, I don't know history, perhaps someone knows history over here, but I ask myself, why in yeshivas they didn't make tests? The yeshiva system was created in the 1800s, that's right? And tests in universities are there since Plato, Mr. Thomas, yeah? For 2,000 years. So there was no Yiddish, there was no, they didn't have to discover America to make tests in yeshiva, they didn't. Yeshivas were working in an unmeasurable way. Today, we lose that in yeshiva itself, you know that. I don't know how it's going working in labor, but in Eretz Yisrael, people are disappointed from the system. We spoke about that. There's a very deep and dangerous disappointment from the system. Bochim or Yerushalayim, which are falling out, I don't know whether we in Lakewood that's also the case, but we're still in Lakewood, everyone stays through, that's right? Yeah? You deal with that afterwards. You deal with them after they stayed through, yeah? So, everyone stays through, but all the young light, you know, you go to Yogaman at home, but this one is a Maimin, Dukundu. That's why you see a rotten boy, you know? Even after Chasna, you know, much tragedy is happening, which the Emunah is gone, and things are gone, and they're empty, and whatever you want, you know? But there's something very dangerous going on. It's not the world which pulls out. That's not true. The world outside is by itself. It's not a thing which is machriach you to leave Yiddishkeit. Today you can live, you can even be president of United States and living very, even not comfortable, even in a mushastik way, you can live very broadly in the Olam Hazeh and being president of the United States. You know, that was just the Chiddush today, you know. So, no, you don't have to leave anything. But the point of people leaving is a disappointment of the system. It's a disappointment of think over. It's a disappointment of things that there's no purpose to that. They don't see a purpose. Where does that lead to? Without being caught in that, this what we all thought that we will had a success because this old generation of Hungarian Jews which told their children was will sein tachlis, they passed away. Yeah, and now we all got more intelligent that we don't ask this question anymore. We go no, learning is gewaltig. And now we see that we have a problem with that itself. Because we ask ourselves where that lead to. Atomin. It's not they. No father asks his grandfather asks his grandchild, which will say tachlis? He doesn't ask. Because you know, when he makes a charedi, shidduch, had he's a charedi, he's much better off than this poor guy which has to work, you know? Okay? So he doesn't ask that. You don't ask that, but you ask that yourself. And you ask that yourself, and this creates a tremendous disappointment with the system. And a part of the disappointment is that we lost that one. We lost that we work with ourselves. We have to go for success. And you go for success, that wears out. Yeah? That wears out. You know, when you have a BNG and you have 1,000 people running for the same pshat in Tosfos, then you don't think that you will be the spitz because not recognizable anymore, you know. And then you go for what? I don't know whether we're here to go to. Then you go for Prinus. And you go for Rabonis. I don't know where do you take Prinus over there. You make over your tests for, yeah, by who do you take it?
In Yeshiva.
But who gives the test?
Even like
that. By us we have the Rabanut.
Yeah.
We have to, in Eretz Yisrael you have the Rabanut. You have the Rabanut Rashid gives the tests. Those are hard tests, you know, for knowing halacha. When you want to be Eben Ezer and Chesh Mishpot, and you go for the Rabbanut, Eben Ezer, Chesh Mishpot, you have to know something. Do you have to be a Talmid Chochem? I don't think so. You have to know a lot, but you don't have to be a Talmid Chochem Be'etzem. Eh? You don't have to. But you have to know a lot. You have to. Those are hard tests. But in yeshivas, we never did that. I don't know whether someone grew up in yeshivas, when I'm a little bit older, so I'm 40 years already in yeshivas. 40 years ago, someone went for a test in Rabbanut. That was a very interesting thing, you know. You looked at him and says, Mahim Londim Sham. How did they learn there? What did they learn exactly? How did they learn that? I like this. What? Today, no. That those are the Matzlichim go for that. The Matzlichim go for those tests. Something happened over here. I mean, there's a deep disappointment of the system, which by those which stay in the immersion and that they go for tests. And that's good. I'm not against. But it's like the Xil, you know. That's what he says. You have to know the team. Otherwise you're not happy. That's a concept. When you go for a test in Rabbanut, you are a Xil. That's not the gun, you know, that's not the dog, yeah. But so you go for a test. And others going out. We have to do something, yeah. So we can't do again. We don't go for the whole community. But there is something there, which there is a deep disappointment with this, with the system, because the system stands in a certain way on this approach that you have to succeed, and you don't deal with that anymore because you don't deal with it because then it's difficult to measure. You don't deal with it. You have to have a measurement, and then you measure that, and then. It is a disappointment with the system. But you could do it differently. You could. For sure. There is a whole world going on. That now, this is Be'etzem the Goel. This is Be'etzem what I wanted from the Goel to take out. That we are content because we deal with the issue. Yeah? Not succeeding, dealing with that. And the dealing with the issue, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the dealing, the omol. So that's a new understanding of omol. Omol doesn't mean the mitzvah is that we have to sweat. The mitzvah is the dealing with the issue. That's because, and the dealing with the issue will make you into a big person. Because a talich nafshi, a nafshistik, a talich, is always taking time. There's no way a thing shouldn't take time. And deep in your understanding, think over. We aim for things which per definition be'etzem don't need time. Success doesn't need time. Yeah? Success doesn't need time. Doesn't need time. It's a b'dieved, it needs time. But when you want to be successful in making money and you win the lottery, you just did it. Yeah? You just did it. I went through the billboard today, the New Jersey lottery with the Chweizmas. Einer was gave me to have noch a bessere, you can have $300 million. Crazy. You know? What do you do with that money when you get it, you know? Because your mother saves it. But you are able, when you want that money, you're able to win the lottery too. But you understand, you can't win your bombers, you know? You can't win the lottery. Let's make one. Perhaps BMG, make a fundraiser, you know? Make a lottery. First prize, you will know your bombers, you know? No, you know, Shas Pavli Yerushalmi. That's 300 million, you have to do something, you know. Shas Pavli Yerushalmi, Sifro, Sifri, and Zoyar, and the Midroshim. And the second prize is only till, now you can't say till where you want to go. There's nothing like this. There's no. But Be'etzim, we aim for the same thing. We aim for the same thing. We aim for the thing which, per definition, Be'etzim would be able to do in a moment. Only, b'dievet, you can't do that in a moment. Because you have to do something in order to reach there. I was asked b'dievet. We are holding in one big b'dievet running. Yeah? Which the only thing which counts is yes or no is success or not success. And we run, and it's a b'dievet. And here the Chochmah says, no, it's like katchile. Because the dealing with it is the point. And that will make you grow as a person. Okay? So that is the first part. We can't stop. We can't stop here.
That's not only the Gain though, because the Gain is the Minasha, the Gain is the Kai Mitzvah's Boiler.
But the Kai Mitzvah's Boiler is the Omol. The Kai Mitzvah's Boiler is the Omol. And I call that dealing. Why don't you translate Omol dealing with it? Omol means dealing with it, no? Omol means you don't know whether you are successful. Lamol means I work with it. And I deal with it. That would be the translation. Of course you would. The frum brain doesn't translate like this. You say omol means omol. I don't know how to translate that.
Work,
yeah, but then you know what that means, yeah?
Toil.
Yeah. Toil. Yeah, that's right. That's what you would say. That's right. That's the word. And then you see the peasants quenching the thing, the ones with the shawl, and then you have to put that with your force into the ground, you know. And that's what you see in your brain. When I read that word, that comes to my mind. I think that's what the word evokes. You know, you push that into the ground. Yeah. You know, it's because soil and toil is the same. Same, might be the same slil. You know, no, it means simply dealing with it. You deal with that thing. Yeah, you deal with it.
So, where does shifa fit in? Like long term shifa.
And the shifa is more a picture. What has to come out? It's a picture. It's not a point to reach. You have to have orientation. Of course, when you don't know how a London works, but shifa is a very dangerous thing that itself, because once like shifa is narrowed down to performance, then it's wrong. You can't have a shifa on a performance, that's dangerous. Because when you have a shifa on a performance, then you blend out the human being, and that's what happens. But always when you have a shifa that you should be able to learn 10 hours straight, and your children are not just on the same page, then you neglect the children because you have a shifa on performance, not on being a human being, huh? You know the problems which come up with that, you know? So shifa is more, when you want to have a shifa in a good way, shifa is more that you have a picture in front of your eyes, what has to come out. And then that's wherever you want, you know? I have it more with the Rabbeim, you know? By me, I saw Rabbeinish, I saw the Mashgiach. So those are like, I have a shifa. That means I know that a person which is big in Torah doesn't look like Leuchter. And not only because they wouldn't wear such a sweater. No, because it doesn't look like me. It looks like something else, you know? So this I know. And not because the beard that pays, not because of the Rabbeinish or this guy can pay us. Our Nisling them. Not because of that. No, because I saw big people.
So can it be a liturgical way to have shifa of Noor Shas? How does that fit into
you? Are mechuyev, I think.
Yeah.
You are mechuyev. That's not a shifa. You are mechuyev. And by me, it's a topic how much that chiyuv is really there to push yourself, because the Gemara is meshabeach, the one which learned Megillah only, you know. The Gemara is meshabeach. No, you made a levaya, and you called him. Hagiga, whatever it is.
Hagiga,
that's right, Hagiga. So Hagiga. So that is a shvach. So I would be happy when someone was by me to make a levaya b'shas to Gemara, and they would say that of me. I would be extremely happy, you know. So knowing shas, yeah, for sure, that's a mile. It's a good. It's a thing. But I don't know. Okay.
Once in a while, things are very narrowly defined. So, Mimelo, if let's say Limud HaTorah is to have a certain clarity or a certain void in the sugya, and that's how narrow the sugya is. So, Mimelo, so where's my work going to be?
I want to explain that, but it's a question whether you want to go further on. Do you have still nerves for me, or you want to go home? Yes,
the other problem is that when you're dealing with something, you're dealing with the frustration also of all the different stuff that can destroy something.
I could now answer. I should go further on.
Yeah, about it.
Yes, yeah. Or we should
deal with it.
You were once in a zoo. No, you were once in a zoo and you saw the apes going from one branch to the other. There's something very interesting there. You saw that once, you have to picture that. You understand yourself that in the brain of the ape, he doesn't want to reach there. He in his brain, he creates a plan, a very smooth plan of movement along this path. You see that with your eyes. He didn't have a goal to reach that branch, and then that branch that would look like a robot. You know, the robot does it. That's what the robot does, you know. And then you understand that was a machine, you know. A human being doesn't do it. A human has a plan. You can't show that. And I, for example, excuse me, I will not take it, but the only kilo. I will take these glasses. I will take this, and you would measure my hands, and they would say, okay, take that. Then you see that already now. I make my fingers in the width of these glasses. I will not come like this. And in the end, I don't do that. I have in my brain already from the beginning a plan how to make that movement happening till the end. When I want to take this thing, and then I make like this. And you see it in my hand that I want to take this thing, because you see that. And here I go like this. That's automatically like that. Automatically, you are making a plan of a movement, not where to reach. Of a movement, how to reach. That's what you do normally. Yes? Normally, but that's what you do. When you are dealing with an issue, and not, this is the point, when you're dealing with an issue, and not only having in mind that you have to finish, only to deal with that, what you do is, for instance, in your mind, you are having a movement, how to do that. Even when it is a very narrow thing, saying a pshat, a vault in the sugya. But for example, when I have in my mind a movement, how to break through a pshat, my mind has an entirely different movement than yours, perhaps. When I think about having a pshat somewhere, I really think about the altar, which says, Mitz cholov moitzi chemo. That means when you bang the cholov enough time, in the end it will be butter. For me, having a pshat is exactly like this. I take a gun, this gun I took again and again, till I saw this, but I took it again, and then I said, oh, that gun I have to understand. And then I hop my geschlagen from the other side, and the whole day I was just banging the head on that gun, like this, again, and again, and again, and again. Till that thing opened up, where is the petach to understand that? But others work entirely different. They have another plan. They say, when I have a gun, then I look up the Makiris, and I look up this, and I look up that, and I will understand it from this way. I understand it from that way. That's my way of thinking. Yeah? But I have a plan. Yeah, I do have a plan. And now when I have a plan, it's not, be careful. It's not a plan which I have a business plan. It's not a business plan. It's a plan of movement. How do I move along to reach there? How do you move along to daven? You never thought. You always think, I have to daven. I don't have to move along. It's like a robot. You have to daven the first part of a kavanah. What does that mean? I have to daven every single word with a kavanah. So what you have to do? I have to do it. I will decide to do it. Decision. Performance. So, but what is your plan to reach there? Do you have a plan? Do you have a movement? Do you see where you are holding, and this is the branch is there, and on the way there are other branches, like this and that. That's the plan you have in your head. Yeah? When you have a plan in your head, and then you deal with it, then you see that the plan which was in your head and the reality are having a... they are dissonant. They are not the same thing. You are heading a problem you didn't foresee. There is another branch there which you didn't see. And you have to go around that too. And then it's not frustration. Frustration is that you don't reach. But then it is an opportunity to work and to know yourself. I, for example, have had a plan. I have to write my Torah. A thing I never did really. But I have to do that. Certain things happen to me. I'm in my life now, which I decided I have to write. So I decided I have to write. So I have to write 20 minutes, so I can push myself to write 20 minutes. So I said, I will do this 20 minutes, and now 10 minutes, half an hour writing, and now I have a plan how to do that. And that plan baffled me. It didn't go. Because by me, the mindset, what does it mean? Writing Torah means I will put down to paper in a clear way what my enlightened brain was just creating. And I did that, and it was a disaster. It was unreadable. To me, it was readable, because it simply reminded me what I thought, you know. But it was perhaps unreadable. And suddenly I saw, not it was the wrong tenure. I had a wrong plan. I had a wrong tenure in that. I have to think about other people reading. I have to think about you. Badly, you know. I have no prayer for that. My thoughts are so precious. No. I now want to write my thing. No, you have to think what the other think. But it's a pain in the neck, you know, I don't want that. Now I reveal that I'm not an oisebolum chaveroi. I am an egoist. I am sitting in my own world. And I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I thought I'm the most altruistic person in the world, you know. And I need working on myself. I'm Ramas a tzaddik gomel. I'll be in the Olam Habo. I'll be in the Mizrach Mamish, you know. And then I saw I just burned the Gehenna. They make a mangle out of me, you know. So, and now I'm frustrated? No, I'm not frustrated. No, I'm not. Because the point was, I don't have to succeed. I have to deal with that. Now, I have a friend. That's the truth. I have a friend which is not afraid of me. That's a big asset. Yeah? He's not afraid of me. And I write him my things, and then he says, uh-oh. And that is painful. And then he says, over here you would have to make around 5 prokim, you know. And for me it was just a sikkum, you know. It was half a page and a few lines. I says, over here every single line is another perek. Oho. And now I wrote another perek, every single line. It was bull, right, you know. I wrote another 5 prokim. And now what will be with these 5 prokim? He's telling me he'll kill me again, you know. But this is what you asked. That you need someone to work with you, because you are dealing with a thing. You're dealing with a thing. But you have a plan. And your plan is baffled. That's the way a tenua works. That's the way you are working. Only for people, I don't know about you, you have older grandparents or older parents, and you know that the problem with them. The most dangerous problem is that they fall down, and all of us think they fall down because the muscles don't work right. It's not true. They fall down because this planning in the brain is out of sync, and they plan the movement wrong, and they stumble. Yeah, it's always, when you think over it, that always happens. You know, because there was a step and he fell down the step. Yeah, you can just gain steps for sure if you can. But there's a certain age which your brain doesn't make the plan right with your muscles. Your muscles are good, you know, they will keep you up. But the plan doesn't work anymore. Or maybe you fall. That's dangerous. That's what happens, you know. But the normal movement is always a plan. Always. Movement is not a robotic thing. You. No, it's not like this. What would this have a plan how to reach by you, to you? I have a plan how to move around this space. I have a plan how to. In Ruchni is the same thing. I have a. It's not a plan of business. It's like a movement plan. Yeah? How do I move along? And when you have that, then you are putting that vis-à-vis what's happening. And then you see there's a dissonance going on. It's not the same thing. It doesn't fit. And that's the opportunity to work. Then you have an opportunity to work. Then it's interesting. And the work, the dealing with, is the point. Not the reaching. The dealing with is the point. That's the goal. Yeah? So I think there's a whole world opening up, which this is a world which we have to refresh by us. When you look through their all-time stories of all these yeshivas, in a certain way, they're all in that vein. They're all going down that avenue. All of them. They all dealt with. All of them. success wasn't the point. The dealing with was the point, and the talich nafshi was the point. He changed. He had it to Ellis. He became a different person. Things like this. So that is, I think, what I wanted to present in front of you as our mindfulness. You see now, it's dangerous. I don't know whether over here in Lakewood, we're still in Lakewood, they are too frum to do that. But in Yerushalayim, it's much more open. And I think Neibach, they do that too. And they think that it's like, they have courses like this because people are under such pressure. And they say, you have to learn how to be mindfulness. You heard about that, huh? And then you're content. That's like a yoga practice in a certain way, you know? And then people think, yeah, it's kibat was the Torah zogt. So kibat is el bezach. No, a bit louder, so kibat is el bezach. Now it's 180 degrees, a different thing. Because we are content to work and not to be. We are not content to be. No. We are content to work. And to work hard. But it's not the point of success. That is right. It's not the point of success. Because it narrows down the talis nafshi. You'll not grow as a person from that. That's true. But you are working. This is included in the Goyim, that the Chochmah itself calls for finishing. Only the Chochmah sees he does a mitzvah by the Omo. But the Chochmah, the Mevin doesn't say, I love Chochmah, so why do I have to finish? That's what you would say, that's right. You would say, perfect Goyim for all this American intellectualism, you know. For those Harvard graduates, you know, no, we want to think. I think you sit like a Greek poster, you know. To think, I love to think. That's what the Gaon says. No, the Gaon says you love to make a mitzvah. Doesn't say that. That was very baffling. Because you would say immediately, you would say, because he loves to think. No. But the mitzvah is to deal with it. And the omel is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to deal with it. So that is the ma'apecha which is there. And again, I don't think, when we would put what I say now in one side and what I said, what the people do on the other side, you would see that this is not something unedible or undigestible. I don't think at all. Only it is a thing we don't know how to perform. In there with that, because we get it's not measurable, and we are giving up, and we will not be consistent, and all these things. And now you understand why Jews are working with a group and not alone, because you have to work with a group, you have to work together, you have to have someone which you speak to, otherwise you're dealing it only with you and yourself, and that will come to a halt, to stand. Yeah, no. You have to deal with you have to speak with someone, but the point is not the success. Yeah, the point is not that. I think that's a very clear thing. That's what I wanted to say. I know it's a big sugya, a big new thing, but I think it's very relevant for all of us. Now, look, this is Be'etzma Haktova of work that we all should be aware that we have to. Deal with the thing. Now, I would want that. Look, I'm coming now. I came with a strike with El Al. You know, El Al was just canceling the flight like this, so I had to come through today. I only arrived in the afternoon, so and I'll stay over Shabbos. So I don't know. I'm going over Dira in Chanukah. So I don't know exactly what will be next time. When is that shayach? But I want my rotzen in this whole America endeavor which I have now is be'etzem to make the awareness by the people that they have to deal with something. They don't have to be successful. They have to deal with something, and that would be a very big thing when we could make that. There are few people. When you come together, or you speak together, you say, we will deal with, and then you can do whatever you want. And this could be, I wrote you, Moshe, that's right, this could be a thing, I could be even helpful, Baal Peh. We could create something, you know, where we speak here about people which they vice versa write emails one to the other, otherwise they wouldn't know that there will be a shiur today. So we could make that, and I have a matonim in Hashomayim, which that's I can tell you that I have ideas how to deal with things. I don't deal with anything, but I have good ideas. I learned it by the Masgiach, you know, when we had a vat by the Masgiach, so Masgiach was sitting there, and you had to work for a week on a Kabbalah. And you came to the Masgiach, I told you that once, no? I said over here. That's why I came to the Masgiach, and it was just before you went down in Ksav Sefer, you know, I would have to work now for 2 weeks on that thing. So, but I didn't do anything. So what shall I do now? So I just in 5 minutes or in 1 minute, I made up what would be when I would work for 2 weeks. You know, was also good. The Mashiach knew that, Mistomer, but he laughed. But I learned that then, how you can have ideas how to deal with a thing. I have ideas on Ashir, how to deal with things. So that could be helpful. And I would be very happy to help with any topic. As you, or any one of you, you could, someone could learn in learning, someone in davening, someone can be in Benal Chavir, someone can learn in media, someone, doesn't matter. You know, chutz von mistama bitochen and anove, don't have no ideas at all. But otherwise, no problem. No problem. And that would be very interesting. That would be, I would say something, you know, I don't have to write a big Megillah. It's more having an idea how to deal with. It's not giving a hadrocha. I don't think that you, in your age, you need this hadrocha like a bocher, that you need it exactly to be told what to do. No. It's more an idea how to approach a thing. Because the point is to deal with, and this is what I can do. Like this I can. I can try to be helpful, to deal with any topic in the world. Yeah? This is a matona the world gave me. Okay, my mishpachos, my mother was like this, you know, you always you take the ox by the horn, you know, you don't never let that thing go, you know. Like this. That was the attitude by us at home. So whenever you want, we can establish that. You would be, that would be going with Moshe, yeah? So I spoke with Moshe, so that could be with him or through him or through something that we would establish that, or whenever again, I can't be the one which makes that happen. I mean, I can't work de facto with people the whole time. You need another one which will give you the critique, like I have my guy which throws stone at me at the writing. So you need two people together. But to deal with, yeah? But then you are stuck. A lot of times I'm stuck too, so I have to find the way how to have an idea how to get out of that. I'm stuck. When I'm stuck, I can try to be helpful, because the nisoy was made that people have a turnus from that when I have my crazy ideas how to deal with things. Okay, so that would be, that's like our kedoma for that. I want that we should restore that we deal with the things. And not only we are successful. Yeah?
We should have a meeting when you're not here, you mean?
Or a meeting, or you have two of them, or three of them, not all. Meeting with all of that, that's always ultimately kishalom, because then not everyone comes, and because not everyone comes, then the one which came also think, why do I have to come when the other ones didn't come? So the second time is already, only two are coming. And then we are down to the same amount that you would begin with when you have only two, you know. So you can begin with that. You don't have to start with all of them. And you know how that works, yeah?
Two is a good number?
What?
Two is a good number?
Two or three. For yourself, in the beginning, two is good, three is better. Because three is better. A vat with someone working, which is older, you should have five. But between you and yourself, two or three are good. That's enough. Yeah.
What's the tzura?
Coming up with ideas.
Saying what you dealt with.
That's right. But you work on one, you have one thing to deal with. It has to be a little bit broader. You can't deal with a narrow thing. For example, when you're learning, then it's a question of sikor, and it's a question of all the kind of questions here. But you have to make it in a way that it is not a specific point. Again, to the success, succeeding in, even when it's the first bracha in Shmon Esra. It's not the question that you succeed to have kavanah from beginning till the end. It's not the question. The question is how to deal with that. Yeah? Okay? So this is my proposal. I think the Goan is a very important Goan, you know? It's an important Goan. And it's important that they took out the footnotes. I said, it was this gegangen on them. So that was a. And you can look it up. Yeah, for sure, this lost area has to look up. But it's unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. It was unbelievable. It's a disappointment. I came out crying. You know, why do people take that thing, be so precious, and make from that a yeshiva ktana chizik? You know, what's he does? Huh? Okay, 67 there. In the number 67, it says that it's a good sheifa to finish us. But only it's only speaking. God only means that when this sheifa will disturb you and put you too much pressure, you killed the whole thing. You know, I say, but lo yehuman, say lo yehuman. Okay, adkan. Shkoyach.